Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. Thank you for being here. It's the Steve Gerber Show on a Thursday. Glad you're along for the conversation. So much to talk about today. And here are three big things we'll talk about in hour number two. Number three, in Boston, a major meltdown with the police union after the mayor decides to release files of a former union leader and officer accused of molesting children for 25 years. Yeah, it's ugly. Number two, President Biden says he's pulling the troops out of Afghanistan and getting loud criticism from several sides, but not from me. He finally did something I agree with, ending endless wars. And number one, in Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is in a pickle after her director of Health and Human Services goes for a long spring break vacation in Gulf Shores, Alabama, and then Whitmer lies about there ever being stay-at-home orders or travel restrictions in the state of Michigan. Of course, it's nonsense. We just played a bit of it for you in hour number one. We're going to play that for you as well in hour number two here. But the big stories I want you to hear about just for a moment anyhow, legislation will be introduced today on the steps of the Supreme Court to pack the court with at least four new justices. You see, the Democrats, if they can't win with the rules that are available, they'll just try to change the rules. Rules that have been in place for decades or centuries are meaningless to this group of people. They fancy themselves as being smarter than Thomas Jefferson or James Madison or James Monroe or John Jay or John Adams or any of them. Abigail Adams is probably a better choice for me, smarter than her husband, but who's saying? The point being is the Democrats don't care about the rules. They care about one thing primarily, power. Lots and lots of power. Now, that's true of a lot of politicians. Don't kid yourself. Republicans are the same way. The difference is Republicans are not trying to burn down the institutions of America. They're not trying to burn down the Supreme Court and say, hey, we finally don't have the majority. For the first time since 1933, we don't have a majority on the Supreme Court, so we must change the rules. We must dictate the way it's going to be done. So they want to add four. Now, constitutionally speaking, it's perfectly fine. There's no prohibition in the Constitution of adding four more justices or imposing term limits or a host of other ideas. But the American people are staunchly against this. Republicans are staunchly against this, as they should be. You see, because Democrats want to use the court to ram through their agenda that otherwise would never see the light of day. That's the point of all of it. They want to ram through an agenda that would otherwise never make it because it could never pass the legislature so that you and I, we the people, won't be represented. It's irrelevant to them whether my voice is heard or your voice is heard. It really is irrelevant to them as long as their agenda gets pushed through. And their agenda is bigger government, a bigger bite out of everybody's earnings. They believe they are entitled to my paycheck, and they'll determine what that percentage will be. They will determine how big of a bite they'll take out of my paycheck and your paycheck, and then they'll decide who benefits from that. Maybe it's the person down the street that gets a little bit more money. Maybe they'll do a public works project. Maybe they'll send it to a foreign country just because they think they should or could, or maybe it'll bring them something else, like saying, give money to Guatemala and El Salvador and Honduras, like they're going to do. By the way, speaking of that, Kamala Harris, the border czar, who's been the border czar for going on a month now and has never actually visited the border, is going to go to the Northern Triangle of those three countries, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador. She's going to go down there and talk about the millions of dollars being funneled there by the American taxpayers, you and I. How's that make you feel? Pretty good? You've got that going on. And then you've got Democratic lawmakers introducing yesterday the first steps of massive gun control laws that they intend to push through. The first one here would limit magazines to 10 rounds. Anything that you have, any high-capacity magazines, that's any firearm that could hold more than 10 rounds, would be illegal. And if you have possession today of magazines for a handgun or for a rifle or for any firearm that would hold more than 10 rounds, you would be in violation. You would be a felon. You, at the stroke of a pen, would be a criminal. Just want you to know what's happening. They're trying to pack the Supreme Court, which, by the way, if that happens, there won't be a Second Amendment anyway. Because if they add four justices to the Supreme Court, they would have a 7-6 or an 8-5 majority because John Roberts can't be trusted as it is. You realize that, and so do I. Therefore, they would ram through a case to challenge the two big cases that have happened in the last 20 years, giving you and specifying that you as an individual have a right to keep and bear arms to protect yourself, to protect your home, to protect your family, to protect your community, as it should be. I'm sorry there are some madmen out there that do terrible things with guns, but that should not impact me. People get in car accidents every day where people get killed. The answer is not to take cars away from everyone. People fall off from ladders every day and die or are severely injured. Ladders, to the best of my knowledge, are still legal in America. More people are beaten to death with hammers in America every year than are killed by rifles, all rifles, including AR-15s. And I'm pretty sure I can go to Home Depot today and buy a hammer or two or three of all sizes. You see, it's misguided thinking or lack of thinking or fear and fear-mongering, which we've seen plenty of in the last year during this so-called pandemic. A pandemic of fear and stupidity as much as anything. Fear-mongering on the networks. Fear-mongering by people like Anthony Fauci. Fear-mongering everywhere. And one of those that was involved with fear-mongering a lot was Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan being called out now because members of her cabinet, in fact, the woman in charge of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, totally ignored the governor's strong request to not travel for spring break and went to Gulf Shores, Alabama for the week, celebrated, toes in the sand, enjoying her time at restaurants and bars and on the beach. Prove me wrong. While Michigan restaurants were having their owners handcuffed and dragged to Lansing and jailed for having the nerve to try to remain open and try to keep their businesses alive, the people behind that, partying in Gulf Shores, others in Florida. I wonder how many members of Governor Whitmer's staff, cabinet members, aides and advisors went on spring break. I wonder if the governor herself enjoyed spring break somewhere and we just haven't been told. We'll wait. Somebody knows the truth. But I'm going to guarantee you this. The number of people from her cabinet and close advisors in her inner circle, the number that traveled for spring break is more than two. Two is what we know so far. But it's going to get worse. And then she denied, I'll play this for you one more time. Now I don't have time. I'll play it for you later. Stick around for it. You want to hear, if you didn't hear it the first time, you want to hear it the second time, where she denies that she's ever had a lockdown order. Really, Governor? It's amazing in this day and age that politicians or people or defendants or people accusing me, oh, I never did that. I never did. It's a lie. You do realize there are cameras and microphones everywhere, right? With recording devices. You understand that, right? And social media exists. You've heard of that, right? Just checking. Just checking in. It's the Steve Gerber Show. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees, they're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
In the den. This is Matt Shepard for BetMGM. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Use the promo code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up now. New customer offers paid in free bets. Just download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the promo code SHEPBET100 for free bets.
You've heard a lot about the 22-year-old Rule 5 pick Akil Badu. You've heard how he forced himself onto this team due to his spring training performance. And I'm sure you understand why he's become a constant in the Tigers lineup thanks to his early season production. But just in case you haven't been able to put his numbers in historical perspective, let me tell you about him. He's the ninth Tiger to ever homer in his first at-bat, the first to ever homer in his first two games, the first with four homers in his first eight games, the first with nine RBIs in his first seven since Frank Dilijack in 1930, and the first to drive in 10 runs in his first eight games since George Quelich in 1931. I know there were a lot of fans wondering, why would the Tigers waste a Rule 5 pick on an outfielder who never played above high A? I doubt your